So what the nappy does is it goes under her back, one bit, and then it goes through her middle, sort of between her legs, and then pops together over the front, over her tummy, over her waist. So what I do is I've got these poppers here. You'll probably be able to hear them. There's a book that she's playing with at the moment. And I basically, in order to get it the right sort of size for her waist, a sighted person will probably just be able to look and see, but I kind of count the poppers a little bit, so it's a bit easier for them. You want a banana, Alice?
Yeah.
Are you telling Mummy you want a banana? Thank you. Yeah, she does. She's just eating her breakfast as well, little piggy pig. Oh dear, you can't wear those. They've got dirty on them. Anyway, so yeah, now I've changed the nappy. That took me probably about 10 minutes because she was rolling about like a good one and going nana and wanting to play and trying to grab her old dirty nappy. Alice sausage. Come on, you. There we go. Yeah, so as you can see, quite a haphazard experience, but not really much different to any sighted mums that I've seen change a nappy, especially given that most of them use disposables, and I use real nappies, which are the kind of the harder option, but the more eco-friendly and the cheaper, eventually. So I hope that's enlightened you somewhat. I know it was a bit chaotic, but anyway, that's how the blind change nappies. Pretty much the same as any sighted person. It's messy, it's dirty, it's smelly, and it's also quite cute because boo, 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 because they like to play games with you on the changing mat. Anyway, better go. Catch you later. Bye.